This is KUT. Travis County reached a voter registration milestone ahead of this year's presidential election. KUT's Ashley Lopez says the county reached its goal a day before today's registration deadline.
Travis County's voter registrar, Bruce Elfant, says his office has stacks and stacks of voter registration cards.
You should see the pictures of the piles of cards over here.
Elfant says it's been a record-setting year for voter registration in the Austin area.
90% of Travis County eligible citizens are registered to vote. For the first time in recent memory, maybe ever.
As most of you know, this is a presidential election year. This means more people are actually interested in voting this year. So it's not entirely surprising that the number of people who are registered has spiked. But as Cindy Weatherby with the local chapter of the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters points out, not all Texas counties register this many voters.
In looking at experiences around the state, I have to say that it's really personality driven. Travis County has a fabulous person in charge of that effort, and he has chosen some really dedicated, hardworking people to be on that staff.
Weatherby says political will and priorities play a big role in how many people get registered in a county. That's because a lot of this stuff is left up to the actual registrar. While many counties will stop registering voters in person at close of business tomorrow, Bruce Elfant will be keeping his office open until midnight. Weatherby says it's one of the best explanations for why Travis County has so many registered voters. But she says there's still more to do.
It is something to really, truly celebrate that we have this many people registered. But do suggest to your friends, your family, remind yourself you need to go to vote.
And if you're among that small percentage of folks who aren't registered, today is the last day to get that done. Elfant says both Thundercloud Subs and Alamo Drafthouse are holding registration drives until 10 p.m. And if you're like a lot of Austinites and you have moved recently, you should update your address or re-register. And both Weatherby and Elfant point out all of this would be easier and maybe even more people would be registered in town if there was online voter registration. But Texas needs a new law to do that, and so far, lawmakers haven't been interested in passing one. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.